106.9 WCTR and the greatest hits of all time. One of those songs that once you hear it during the day, that'll be with you the remainder of the day.
You've just been earwigged.
George Harrison there. Got my mind set on you, and our mind is set on Main Street, and Nina is here to join us. Good morning.
Good morning. I will tell you, though, I've always thought that song said sail on you, like, I don't know. So now I have a different earwig in my head.
We'll have to include that in the list of misheard lyrics.
Yeah, thank you. Ages.
Chronic lyricosis.
I was picture a sailboat. Like, anyway.
Oh, well, yeah, that's right? I kind of like that image. I think I kind of like your image better.
All right,
we'll go with that.
Yeah.
So what's going on in the world of Main Street?
Oh, my gosh. So much. You may have noticed that we installed a pocket park at Chesapeake Bank and Trust on the corner of Cross and High. So that was a combination of two grant programs. One being our lighting improvement program. So we put some uplights on the bank, some landscape lighting, some sidewalk lighting. Mm-hmm. So hopefully that'll help that dark corner be a little more illuminated at night. Mm-hmm. And then we used a Community Safety Works grant, which helps to take areas that could hide nefarious things or trash or what have you, and make them into usable community spaces. And so added a brick patio and a bench and some other things that will sort of liven up that corner and make it that much more inviting. So
well, and for people who are visiting downtown, it's
exactly.
A place to kind of sit and regroup, maybe if you're trying to figure out where you're going next, if you're a visitor. So that's a really useful space.
It's useful. And it's going to keep evolving. So in early March, Main Street, the Chestertown Tree Committee, and Shore Rivers mm-hmm. are working on an initiative to plant about 300 trees in Chestertown.
Wow.
And so the first one that'll be planted will kind of be in that area to try to fill some of our empty tree wells and kind of start the process over the next 2 years or so of planting a bunch of trees throughout town. So it'll be a really cool program. You'll see a sign out there explaining it and what's to come. So more and more is coming.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. And speaking of the spring and coming mm-hmm. March, our artisans will come back to the farmers market, which is exciting. And there'll be a slightly different layout this year. So instead of stopping at Lawyer's Row and using Memorial for the artisans, the market will actually go all the way down to Queen Street.
Okay.
Come off of Memorial. That way there's still some outlet for emergency vehicles and other traffic, instead extend all the way down to Queen Street, so it'll take up the entire 200 and 300 blocks of High Street.
So it'll start this side, it'll start at Chesapeake Bank and then go towards the water is what you're saying?
Yeah, so most of the farmers will be up, by Fountain Park, and
okay.
then down here will be from Chesapeake Bank down to Evergreen, will be artisans, environmental committee, nonprofits, all your non-farmers, if you will. Down this way. So the market's expanding. We love our market, obviously. Mm-hmm. So it's only getting bigger and better.
Well, it's something that really draws people downtown. That's exciting. Of course, March 1st is ahead, and so we're going to have First Friday.
First Friday's coming. It'll be the first sort of hopefully warmer weather First Friday, which is exciting.
That's what we count on.
That's what we're hoping. So definitely come out and come enjoy. River Arts is getting ready for their plein air festival in April, so there'll be more information on that in March. More information coming for First Friday in August for the 125th anniversary of Hebe the Fountain.
Ooh.
That'll be a big one.
Yeah.
So anyway, I think we're there. I think spring is on the horizon.
That's great.
That sounds great. We are all looking forward to that. And as always, Nina, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.